Adobe Express is the quick and easy create anything app. It's a game changer for my business, my go-to for creating content. From social posts to images, videos, flyers, whatever I need to stand out. With customizable templates and smart features, it saved me endless hours. And the best bit, it's free. Search for Adobe Express to find out more and get started today.
Entrepreneur Weekly interviews the brilliant leaders of today in order to provide a stepping stone of wisdom on the journey to personal business ownership. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Well, a special guest today, an old fishing buddy of mine. I will tell you that Dave Asprey, if you don't know who he is, the father of biohacking, you may remember him from Bulletproof Coffee. His radio show, Bulletproof Radio, which is now changed names. We'll talk about that. It's called the Human Upgrade Podcast, an award-winning show. But Dave, thanks for being on. It's been a while since we went fishing there in Alaska, and I'm glad to catch up with you again. And man, you've got a lot going on. Wow. How you doing?
I'm doing really well. Being CEO of multiple companies at the same time is a challenge.
Yeah.
But I'm actually in a really good place. It's really fun, and I'm really happy to be completely done with Bulletproof.
And then comes chapter two, Danger Coffee. We'll talk about that afterward. I want to get, first of all, let the world know a little bit about who is Dave and what is biohacking. I went to your Dallas biohacking event over there and was kind of blown away. So we're going to spend the whole hour together here because you are an important guy in the world that we're all living in today. And you guys, if you continue listening, you'll understand why. We are living in a very perilous world right now. Stress and chemicals everywhere. And as I've learned recently by consuming a month worth of, I got a pound of Dave's new coffee brand, which is called Danger Coffee. And it's kind of changed my life, I got to tell you. So I will get to that, though, because there's no mold. And Dave said organic is not enough. And I'm like, this is freaking me out because I'm a coffee fiend, man. And I got to have my coffee. And all of a sudden, like, listen to my voice. And Dave's like, yeah, I'm in a good place, man. It's like he's relaxed. He's not all hyped up. I love it. So let's first of all talk about who is Dave Asprey. Tell the world, how do you want me to go about this? It's better for you to tell us.
A lot of people call me the father of biohacking because I used to weigh 300 pounds when I was a Silicon Valley tech engineer and entrepreneur. And I've since spent a little bit more than $2 million reversing my age, losing the 100 pounds. I'm currently 4.8% body fat.
Wow.
And I'm never hungry. And I'm around 20 years younger, depending on which test you want to use, than my current chronological age. Mm. And I've written 4 New York Times bestsellers. And the biohacking industry, which I started, my name's in the dictionary, is now a $63 billion industry, according to industry analysts. I've made 2 different billion-dollar CPG categories from scratch, MCT oil and collagen protein, and a $500 million one for functional coffee. And as you were saying earlier, my new functional coffee company is called Danger Coffee that does something different than I did at Bulletproof.
Mm. So CPG is consumer product goods, and you did something amazing with Bulletproof Coffee, but I think what happens is we continue to, as entrepreneurs, we continue to evolve and learn and grow. And since I've known you since 2018, when we went fishing out there in Alaska with a bunch of other entrepreneurs, I've watched you, and I you're everywhere these days talking about everything, and you're unashamed to talk about anything. Can I say that? I mean, are you truly that wide open of a guy?
Nothing I'm saying is fake. There is no marketing angle to it. I did raise my IQ by more than a dozen points. In fact, I've run a neuroscience company in Seattle that's been open for 11 years doing that for entrepreneurs. It's called 40 Years of Zen. And I mean, I talk about relationships, I talk about consciousness, I talk about psychedelics, and anything else that just makes you a better human being or a better performing human being. I just had a lot of work to do. I was the guy with arthritis when I was 14, high risk of stroke and heart attack before I was 30, pre-diabetes, chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia. I could go on and on. But I was kind of trashed, but I made $6 million when I was 26, lost it when I was 28. Those were pre-Biden dollars, so those are like real money. And so there's nothing to be ashamed of, and there's nothing... Like, there's nothing that triggers me because I've gone through 6 months of my life, electrodes glued to my head, and gone through and erased my triggers. And I've gone to Tibet and studied with the masters and in South America. And I've just had an incredibly fortunate life that's taken a huge amount of work and way more money than it should have taken to get to that point where I'm grounded, I'm happy, I'm helping a lot of people, I continue to do it. And I'm generally peaceful, happy, and having a good life.
I love it. Okay, so if this sounds interesting to any of you listening, you can find out more about him at his website, daveasprey.com, which is A-S-P-R-E-Y.com. So daveasprey.com. And this is Entrepreneur Weekly. This is going to be a fun show and very interesting, and you shall learn a lot from Dave. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Hi, I'm Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The Maloof Foundation is confronting this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But this cause can't be won alone. Learn how you can join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity at MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You know, we live in a toxic world these days. If it isn't the fear of the politics and the chemicals that are being sprayed in the sky or whatever you hear, you know, Martians attacking from God knows where, it's the business that you're in or the business that you want to be in or the stress just from life and marriage and life. And Dave Asprey is a guy that is really tapped into some very thought-provoking things to think about. But I absolutely love following this guy on social media. He is fearless, I would say. He's, you know, I went fishing with him, so I got to, you know, see him in real life. And I go, all right, I like this guy. He's just a regular guy. But he doesn't stop with somebody giving him an answer and him going, oh, okay, sounds good to me. He researches and researches and digs deeper and deeper and deeper. And his knowledge is not a mile wide and an inch deep. It's a mile wide and 10 miles deep. He is the father of biohacking. And I want you to give me kind of, when somebody says, oh, what's biohacking? What do you tell them?
When I started the movement, by the way, our conference is in its 13th year for 4,000 people. It feels like you're at CES. It's biohackingconference.com.
Yes.
But when I started it, it was a blog post, and it was a conference with 100 attendees in San Francisco at a bar because it was open during the day. And the definition was something I really carefully thought about and wrote, and it was the art and science of changing the environment around you and inside of you so you have full control of your own biology. And I wrote it that way because for entrepreneurs, no one was talking to us. There's all this stuff for, oh, you want to be a professional athlete? We don't want to be athletes. We have more work to do than we can ever finish.
Right.
We have to be able to look decent. Our brains have to always work. We handle more stress than anyone else in the company because things no one else can handle come up to the CEO over and over. And you've got to be the one who's stable and holding space. So who was talking to us about making our brains work, about making our nervous systems work? So it wasn't just entrepreneurs. It turns out Hollywood and all the recording artists and hedge fund managers all like, oh my gosh, this biohacking thing, it gave me my energy back and my brain back. And now at the end of the day, I'm not blown out when I'm with my family. Right. But it also went to moms who were saying, you know, I've got a job. got a career, may have got a business. Same thing. Like, how do I be present for myself? How do I manage my health? How do I not get old? And how do I have peace? And it turns out having enough energy, because your cells are better at making energy because you set up your environment right, it's profound what that does for your brain.
You know, in listening to you, I think, who's talking like this anymore? It's gotten to the point where if you're in business, you're expected to be robotic, to work endlessly, never be sick, especially if you're an entrepreneur. You cannot afford to be sick. You go to work sick anyway. What really might have changed that a little bit was the whole pandemic thing, where it made everybody take pause and go, you know what? Life is short and it could be over soon if I'm not careful. Like you said, if I don't manage my health a little better. And I think for you, Dave, and where you were heading, you were already heading there years in advance. It was absolutely a godsend for you, because people are looking to manage their health today more than ever. Because even after the whole thing with the pandemic, people now doubt their doctors more, doing more research, following guys like you. And so maybe you could even talk about that. The website that you gave is daveasprey.com, that is on your bio here and everything. Your biohacking conference, which I'll tell you about my experience, that I went to the one in Dallas here a few months ago. I was blown away. But what I realize is that this is so much more important than people really give credit for. Because you can work and work and work, and if all of a sudden you have finally started to just taste success, but all of a sudden you find out you've got cancer or fibromyalgia or something like you were dealing with yourself. What was that like for you?
You know, there's a sense of helplessness that happens when you're in a meeting and you realize that you have no idea what that guy just said.
Oh, and you know what? Hold on 1 second, because I got to take a break. And I realize I get so excited to forget about my commercial breaks. For the radio stations listening, thank you. We're talking to Dave Asprey. He is the father of biohacking. We're going to come back to his answer on that. What was it like when he woke up and he was in a fog? Stay with us.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
I would say Dave Asprey is that guy, best-selling author and father of biohacking. And I asked him the question about, you know, when you were going, you know, you were successful, you were in Silicon Valley, and you were doing all your things, and all of a sudden your success didn't quite matter because you were going downhill in every other way. You said you were 300 pounds, and you woke up, you know, one day, and you kind of realized you were in a meeting, and you just said, I don't even know what the hell that guy just said. So pick it up from there. Sorry about asking that question when I did, but this is too good. I'm excited about it.
It turns out this happens to people all the time. And as a species, we're wired to hide it when stuff like that is happening.
Yeah.
And very successful people deal with this, I know, because they come to my clinic and they talk with me about it and I coach them on things. And it turns out it's just scary, but you feel like you're the only one. It's an epidemic happening right now where our brains aren't working. So for me, like, I can't make money if my brain doesn't work. So I got into smart drugs or nootropics. And started using those. And I started addressing my health. I started seeing longevity doctors. And soon I was running a longevity nonprofit group. So I've been in the longevity field for 25 years now, even while I was building my tech career. And I started blogging while I was a VP of cloud security at Trend Micro, a big computer security company, because I was a computer hacker. And I thought my blog might help 5 people. Who wouldn't just suffer as much as I did.
Right.
And more than 5 were interested. And I said, I'm only going to make products I can't buy. I'm working at a venture capital firm on Sand Hill Road. And I start a consumer packaged goods company. And I went into them and I said, guys, you're never going to invest in this company because you're a tech VC. And I'm in 5 different categories and none of them have any market size at all. Like, I've been in your partner meetings. I know this. They came back and they said, well, we know you. And how about $8 million? Ooh. I ended up raising $90 million. Oh, I grew the company to $27 million while bootstrapping it. And ultimately, we did $140 million a year while I was running the company.
Oh my God.
Before they fired me.
Well, wait a minute. Now, you were on the cover, I believe, of Entrepreneur Magazine at one point, weren't you?
Probably. I've certainly been in it. When I was 23, I was an entrepreneur for being the first guy to sell anything over the internet before e-commerce.
Yeah, right. Either on the cover or in it, for sure. One of the two. I know. This is way back. But my goodness. Wow. So now with entrepreneurs and self-care, the shift in mindset today with a focus on wellness that didn't exist just a few years ago, just keep pulling us forward on your journey.
What I realized running this longevity group is I could never get anyone in Palo Alto to show up who was under 60. Ooh. And it's because only old people care about anti-aging longevity.
Yeah.
And around health, I fixed my health. I am profoundly healthy and energetic, and things work better than they ever have. And the people who care about health are really sick. For the rest of us, if you're an entrepreneur, you care hopefully about your family first and about your business and your mission second.
Yeah.
Health is always going to be number three until it doesn't work anymore, and then you're actually sick. So I will say redefined longevity and health into something that we actually care about, which is around control over your biology. It's about having more energy, more power, more control over your state. And suddenly that's important because that feeds your family and it feeds your business. And we can pay attention to that. So a lot of what I've done that really created a billion-dollar brand is around understanding human psychology, because I've spent so much time studying with monks and gurus and hooking electrodes up to my head to see what's really going on in there. And so much of what we do, we think is logical, but it's driven by very ancient algorithms in the body. So I teach entrepreneurs how to reprogram their brain if they want to, but also just how do you set up your office or your home so that you're not blown out at the end of the day, so that you don't get jet lag anywhere on the planet, so that you have more energy. Not by working harder, which I'm opposed to. I just want you to set it up so it's easier. And, you know, I've got 8 companies in my portfolio right now. We've got 30 locations signed for Upgrade Labs, which is my franchise company that actually does AI and longevity and biohacking across the US and Canada right now. Ooh. And that's just one of the companies. We have our big events company and a media company and other consumer packaged goods things. And the whole point is, my gosh, how can I do all of that and have time and peace? And the reason is that my body makes more energy than most people's bodies because I set it up that way, and because I waste less energy on useless triggers in my nervous system because I turn them off. Everyone can do this. And it turns out some of the highest performing people in the world, whether they're on stage, whether they're recording artists or big entrepreneurs, they're following the biohacking techniques that I teach because it's worth it, because they feel so much better at the end of the day, and you can sleep well at night when you have enough energy.
When you talk about your triggers, you're talking about the immune system triggers. Is that what you're talking about?
No, triggers are more things. Someone says something in a meeting and it gets under your skin.
Oh, so emotional triggers. Okay.
Emotional triggers. Okay. Wow. And they're all hidden. And it's usually not what you think it is. Someone cuts you off in traffic. If you think about it for more than 10 seconds, you're not doing it right.
Right.
And if you're really on point, you actually laugh about it instead of getting pissed off. So what I found in my research is that people spend a third of their thoughts every day thinking about what's for their next meal because they don't have metabolic control in place.
Right.
And then, you know, someone says something, an employee says that, you worry, you ruminate, you have racing thoughts at night, you're stressed all the time, relationships are crap. And yeah. Like, well, what would happen if you found out why it's hard for your brain to let that go? It's not what you think it is at all. There's techniques that you can use.
Hold on.
Let's turn those off.
Let's talk about it on the other side, because this is so important. It's crazy. It's not crazy. It's smart. We're talking with Dave Asprey. At DaveAsprey.com. It's Entrepreneur Weekly. Hi, it's Alan Taylor from Entrepreneur Weekly. Child sexual exploitation is an unimaginable crime that continues to invade our communities and homes. The National Children's Alliance reports that almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year, with 65% of child abuse cases involving sexual exploitation. The Maloof Foundation exists to confront this crime by providing education, promoting healing, and ensuring justice for survivors. But making a difference can't be done alone. To create the greatest impact, they're going to need your help and mine. Do like I did and join the Maloof Foundation in their efforts to confront child sexual exploitation and learn how you can preserve a child's right to freedom, hope, justice, and dignity. I just want to repeat this one last time. The National Children's Alliance reports almost 700,000 children are abused in the U.S. each year. You can help. Let's do it together. At MaloofFoundation.org. That's M-A-L-O-U-F Foundation.org.
You're listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
Guest today, Dave Asprey. He is the best-selling author. He is a father of biohacking. He's got a coffee brand that'll knock your socks off called Danger Coffee. We're going to ask him about that here in a minute. He's got a award-winning, number one rated health show, The Human Upgrade Podcast. And the guy's an animal. Dave, thanks for doing this. I know you are a busy guy with all these things going on, and our entrepreneurs from Entrepreneur Magazine and around the world that will listen to this podcast and radio show, because we're on radio stations, and then it goes to podcast over on entrepreneur.com. These are things that people need to hear about, your emotional triggers that will change your life. But what you eat and how you react to foods and how you react to stress and all these things. Dave has been, you know, involved in this forever. Biohacking. What is the word biohacking? Where did this come from? You started it. What, maybe give me that for a sec.
Believe it or not, I was walking around in a remote part of Tibet where I was studying meditation with the masters, and I was going through my mind, why are people not paying attention to longevity or health? And I realized we had a branding problem. It's not that you're doing it when you're 20 because you want to live forever or because you worry about your health. When you're 20, you worry about dating and you worry about finding your tribe. When you're 30, how do I make my mark in the world? How do I grow my business? And it's only later that you worry about those things when it's too late. Problem is, you were running at 50% of your capacity all of the time because you didn't pay attention to them.
Right.
So how do I use the dark art of marketing to convince people that there are things they can do with immediate payoffs that also do those things that you're supposed to want, like health and longevity? Those are just never at the top of your to-do list if you're an entrepreneur.
Right. It's so true. And I just turned 64 in June, and all of a sudden, and I've always been the guy. I would tell my wife, she's like, I don't know where you get all this energy. I'd say, didn't you know you married Superman? Because I just feel like I always had endless energy. And I realize now that my body could have been like cannibalizing my brain, getting that energy. I don't know where it came from, but something was like eating me alive slowly but surely. And then when the whole pandemic thing hit and I had to stop, my wife says to me, you know, God had to stop the world to slow you down. And I had to stop. All of a sudden, I realized how fatigued I was. And I felt like I am not healthy. And so the harsh reality, I think when we get a little older, the harsh reality just hits us one day and we wake up and go, I better do something about this. Now, I'm at the age where people usually do start thinking about their health. I think your mission is to get people to wake up to this earlier so they can live a better, healthier, more enjoyable life longer. Am I getting that right?
The healthier thing, yeah, that happens. But it's actually about being more present and having more energy right now.
Yeah.
And it's about better decision making that's clean instead of polluted by the fact that you're tweaked from bad coffee.
Right.
Because your sleep was no good because you don't know how to sleep like a professional.
Because oh my God. That's another show.
We all had those days. You wake up and you feel like a zombie, and you go into your board meeting with your investors and you say the wrong thing because you were pissed off or tired or whatever, and you think it's because there's something wrong with you. The reality is that a lot of what we interpret as emotional stress is actually physical, biological stress that's happening because something in your body isn't working right. Mm. Your body is freaking out and your mind looks for a reason, and they're going to blame your employee. They're going to blame your partner. They're going to blame anything but the fact that it's a cellular issue that you could fix.
Mm.
And then sometimes you have these emotional things that are actually, you are blaming your wife. Both of those are hackable. Fix your biology and everything else looks like a smaller problem. Mm. And then go through, your body is constantly running through ancient triggers designed to keep you alive. So you get pissed off, you feel stress. you can reprogram all that too, but why not get your energy back first and then stop wasting energy on thinking about food and ruminating on grudges and crap like that?
Right.
You can just drop all that because none of it serves you. And when you're done with those two things, more energy and less wasted thoughts, you realize things that look like giant obstacles are not that big.
Yeah.
And that's what lets you build billion-dollar businesses.
Hmm. So for the entrepreneur, this is clearly an important cutting-edge kind of a hack, you might say, because you can be so much more efficient. Here's what I've learned, first of all. I've known Dave for a number of years now, and he comes out with this new coffee called Danger Coffee. And I said, well, all right, I better try this. And I know Dave's going to be on in a month, so I get a pound of this coffee. And I love coffee. I've got a coffee machine. The brand is Jura. I want to give them, J-U-R-A, give them props. It's a wonderful machine. You put the whole beans in there. It grinds them. It makes a puck. It runs the water through it. And you have like this coffee shop, fresh, you know, beautiful coffee. And it's delicious. And so it is my ritual every morning. So then I get your coffee. First cup, I taste it and I go, oh, tastes good. Yeah. So it's a nice flavor. It's not weird. I don't taste a mineral thing because you do all kinds of stuff to it. I'll let you tell it in a second after my story. But so I thought, all right, this is good. After about 4 or 5 days, I noticed that my demeanor had changed, that my energy was better. My energy towards my wife, who I've been married to for 38 years, was better because I was a Tasmanian devil on coffee. But also I'm a Tasmanian devil when I'm out there in the business world doing my thing, aggressive, you know, this, some people would call it, you know, toxic male energy, you know, and it was toxic because I wasn't being thoughtful enough about everything I consume, from the coffee to the amount of sugar intake and junk food that I would eat. And as I'm finally, you know, after following you for a little while, I'm starting to go, damn, I think he's on to something here. I better give this a try before it's too late. But I got to tell you, the coffee that you sell, is not only does it taste delicious, it has really changed me. And I don't say that about anything. So first of all, let me just say thank you. And I'm going to be a loyal subscriber or whatever I have to do I want that to come constantly so that I can share it with my friends too, because my energy level has changed. And I want to know what you did to get me there.
You're welcome. And I just want to be really clear. There's no paid marketing or anything like this.
No. This is what we're talking about. Yeah, I just happen to be a coffee guy.
Now, I quit coffee for 5 years because I would drink it and I'd feel a burst of energy and then I'd get heartburn and jitters or a headache and I'd want sugar. And it was on the yo-yo. And I finally figured out that most countries in the world have government regulations about the amount of mold toxin that's in coffee.
That's allowed.
Yeah, it's 10 parts per million. Taste it.
Right.
The U.S. has no limit. So what I realized was different cups of coffee made me feel different.
Right.
And if you're listening to this going, that sounds like BS. No, really. The toxin's called OTA. I have 36 studies supporting the fact that this toxin, think of it like penicillin or something, it survives roasting, it survives brewing, it's in your coffee.
Wow.
And because it's illegal to sell this coffee in China, Japan, or Europe, they send it to the US and we drink it. It can be organic, it can be good coffee, it can taste great, it doesn't matter. And when I do lab testing on the coffee, we change the process of making coffee at Danger Coffee. What I also do, and the reason you're feeling so good, is the coffee's clean, but we add a therapeutic dose of trace minerals and electrolytes. You're not going to taste them in the coffee, but this kind of mineral, your body needs it to make more electricity in your cells. Most of us are profoundly deficient in minerals because a lot of the so-called health foods, these superfoods, all the vegan nonsense, it's sucking minerals from your bones and your cells.
Yeah.
And this coffee, Danger Coffee, is putting minerals back into the body.
All right.
Minerals make electricity, and we can actually measure in changes in your cell electrical performance at Upgrade Labs.
All right, hold this thought, because this is too important. It's a great place to hang people over in the commercial break. If you thought and you've heard that coffee is good for you, well, it could be, as long as it's not full of mold and garbage. But Dave Asprey, he has tapped into something very, very special. And he's explaining it right now. Stay with us, and we'll be right back with more. Are you paying too much for business insurance? Do you have critical gaps in your coverage? Entrepreneur Insurance can help you find out. In 6 out of 10 policies, business owners are paying too much for property, general liability, or workers' comp insurance. Entrepreneur Insurance can help you identify ways to save and any gaps in coverage. Head to entrepreneur.com/insurance to complete the questionnaire and get a personalized quote. It's an easy way to find out if you're paying too much. Again, that's entrepreneur.com/insurance.
Discover unstoppable industry influencers who celebrate disruptive thinking and game-changing business strategies on Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
You have to learn how to spell his last name, Dave Asprey. It's ASPREY.com. That's where you can find out more. If you don't have a lot of questions about this guy and everything he's into, then I don't know what to tell you. I mean, from the coffee, the bulletproof coffee that he started with, that's how I met him. And eight years ago, whatever, we went on a fishing trip together and a bunch of other people. And now Danger Coffee, and he's explaining. And Dave, I want you to explain why the name Danger Coffee.
It's called Danger Coffee because who knows what you might do. I started this at the beginning of the pandemic, where everyone on Earth was saying, we're going to take away all of your rights for your own safety. And I'm like, I don't want a world that's safe. I want a world that's full of opportunity. Right. And I encourage people to do the thing that's dangerous, but not stupid. Because it feels dangerous to start a company. It feels dangerous to quit your job. It feels dangerous to ask that girl out. All of the things worth doing in life have risk. And when you are a person who has enough energy, you can do whatever you want. And that means you're dangerous. Yeah. I just want a world full of dangerous people who are full of peace because their energy works. I don't want a world full of tired people who are eating a nutrient deficient diet,
right,
who are safe because they're weak.
Wow. That's a heavy thing to say, man. Wow. I got to tell you too. So I was been drinking your coffee, and then my friend, I went to visit a doctor friend of mine, and he also has one of these fancy machines that'll grind the coffee and everything, but he doesn't have your coffee. So he and I were standing there talking. He goes, you want a cup of coffee? And I went, no, I'm good. He goes, come on in. And he forced a cup of coffee on me. And I was like, okay, well, here we go. And I got to tell you, it had a profound effect on me that was not good. And I thought to myself, oh my God, how many years of my life have I been missing so many little cues in life? And I think this is what you're doing. You are literally ripping kind of the Band-Aid off and saying, let's take a look at the wound and let's see if it maybe needs a little extra help here. And it's amazing, this coffee that you have. I'm just really blown away by what it's done for me. And again, this is not a paid commercial or anything, but I know how many people like me love coffee, and every day they get coffee that could be changing their whole life. Because if it gives you an attitude, it gives you negative energy, makes your emotional triggers more to the surface. Man, my life is better because of it. My wife even said something, and I was like, damn, one little thing.
It's amazing when you understand biology. The toxin that is common in coffee, especially in the U.S. and Canada, but it's present everywhere, it's just higher levels in the U.S., it directly poisons mitochondria, which are the things that make energy in the body. And yes, there are medical studies that support that. And if you've ever had a cup of coffee and then you have to pee right afterwards and your bladder wasn't full, these toxins are really aggressive on your bladder and kidneys. Mm. And it's your body trying to get rid of it. If you drink mold-free coffee like Danger Coffee, you don't have to pee afterwards because you didn't drink all the toxins. And you'll notice when you drink bad coffee, you get jittery and anxious,
yeah,
but maybe not right away. Maybe it's a half hour, an hour later, and you're crashing. You shouldn't crash when your coffee is good. And Danger Coffee, you don't crash. You just come to a gentle landing a couple hours later. You have another cup or not. I drink less Danger coffee because it works better.
Yeah.
And the minerals are profoundly effective for inflammation. When you look at what broad spectrum minerals can do for the body and for helping your body do what it's already trying to do.
There you go. Where do you, should we send people if they want to try your Danger Coffee website?
Go to dangercoffee.com. There are tens of thousands of high-end entrepreneurs who drink this regularly. Yes, it costs a little bit more because you're getting a therapeutic dose of minerals in it,
right,
but not a lot more. Yeah. And it is one of those things where I have entrepreneurs who buy dozens of bags because they give it to everyone.
That's what I want to do.
Productivity.
Exactly. It is a big deal like that. All right. One more segment with Dave. You guys, DaveAsprey.com. You can also hear his podcast. Just look him up. It's all I can tell you. Very interesting human being. We'll be right back with more. Stay with us.
Listening to Entrepreneur Weekly. Now, here's your host, Alan Taylor.
My friend Dave Asprey is here, Bulletproof Coffee, CEO of Upgrade Labs, author of many books, best-selling author, father of biohacking. Could you give us 2 minutes? I heard you mention 40 years of Zen. Tell us about that.
25 years ago, I started hooking computers up to my brain to see what was going on in there. Something called EEG neurofeedback. And 11 years ago, I started a high-end 5-day brain upgrade program for entrepreneurs and pro athletes and celebrities. And you come in and we measure what's going on in there. And then we teach you how to reprogram your brain to do what you want it to do. And then after that's done, we teach you the performance tuning. You can take your car into a racing mechanic, same car, but you can choose its performance attributes. You do the same thing for your brain. And we've had multiple billionaires come through, and the results are amazing. All of my senior leadership across my companies, they go there their first week on the job. And it's because it helps my culture and it makes people make better, cleaner decisions. And 90% of people 6 months out of the program report transformational and significant improvements in their relationships at home and at work.
Wow. You know, I love how you have tapped into so many areas, not just one, but so many areas of excellence. I guess that's really what it boils down to. You have high expectations, and so you do the research, you do the hard work, and then you bring it to the masses, which is great. Can you give us just a little bit on Upgrade Labs?
Upgrade Labs is one of my two facilities-based companies. And now is the hardest time ever to do it. But the time you have an opportunity as an entrepreneur is when everyone's running from a space, that's probably when you want to pay attention to it. When I started my last big coffee company, everyone was going for information products. I said, no, I'm going to sell a real product. And Upgrade Labs is a franchise. So anyone who wants to be an entrepreneur in the biohacking space can go to ownanupgradelabs.com and sign up. And what we're doing is we're using data. People come in and say, we don't all want the same health. Did you want to be smarter? Do you want to live longer? Do you want to lose weight, put on muscle, have more endurance, manage your stress better? We'll do all those things, but help us figure out your goal. And then we use data and technology, things you wouldn't believe, but I can give you cardiovascular performance that is 95% more efficient than going to a spin class. So if you're a busy entrepreneur, you go into an Upgrade Labs, 15 minutes of cardio per week, 3 5-minute sessions without any sweating, gives you 6 times more results than an hour a day of going for a run or a spin class. So there we go. Let's check that box off in the amount of time you brush your teeth with your leftover time. You want to be smarter? You want to put on some muscle? It's just about choosing what you want and using the right methods and measuring progress towards goals. Same thing you do in your marketing campaigns. What's your ROI? There's no ROI on the gym. It's incredibly bad and it's a lot of work. So you end up not doing it very often, or you do it all the time and you overtrain. So I just show people in the minimum possible time and energy, how do we create exactly the change you want? And it's a rapidly growing business, you know, 30 locations. And, you know, I'm expecting to be north of 50 in another year. And that's because people want stuff that works. And you don't have to work out all the time. I do 20 minutes of exercise a week. I've been in multiple magazines with my shirt off. I look like better than I've ever been in my entire life, under 5% body fat with 20 minutes a week. And I'm ripped. like, this is how it's supposed to be. It's not hard. You just need to know what works for you.
Well, clinics, upgrade labs, biohacking conference, Danger Coffee, books, award-winning The Human Upgrade podcast. I imagine there's links to everything at daveasprey.com. Is that right?
Yep, there's links to everything. Dangercoffee.com, 40yearsofzen.com are some of the big ones, and ownandupgradelabs.com are the big three I'm working on.
And when's the next biohacking conference and where?
It's in May in Austin, Texas. Go to biohackingconference.com. This is the place to come and learn from the top people in the world, meet everyone who's becoming more powerful in their life, and hang out and find a great community. It's
you
the
know,
most fun I do.
It's true. So I went to your event in Dallas, and I went there, and I couldn't find you. Then I go to the next booth, and wow, that is amazing. I go to the next booth, and wow, that is amazing. It's like, it was like, I could not believe how blown away I was. I end up buying a bunch of different things, and I'm a different person today because I went to your event. Dave Asprey, thank you very much for taking the whole hour with us.
Alan, my friend, it's always fun. Being an entrepreneur is the most impactful thing I know how to do to make a change in the world. And just make your brain and your body work well, and you've got plenty of energy to start a business.
No question about it. And you can lead the way for us. DaveAsprey.com. I'm Alan Taylor. This is Entrepreneur Weekly. Now you've got the goods. Go do something with it. See you next time.
This program is copyrighted by Entrepreneur Media Incorporated.